Well, Merry Christmas to everybody who's here.
Hei jõule kõigile, kes siin on.
Merry Christmas to everybody who's watching online.
Ja kaunid jõule ka kõigile, kes meid online'is vaatavad.
Glad that you're joining us from wherever you are.
Kus iganes sa ka oled, meil on nii hea meel, et sa just online'i kaudu meiega ühinesid.
I heard from one of our lovely families in Finland that they're watching this morning already, so we're glad to have you with us.
Ma juba kuulsin, et üks meie väga armas pere, kes elab Soomes, vaatab meid tänasel hommikul.
But I pray that this is going to be a fun and peaceful week for everyone.
Aga minu palve on see, et meie kõigi jaoks saaks olema see järgmine nädal väga rahulik ja üks rõõmus nädal.
As we prepare to celebrate Christmas,
kui me võtame selle aja, et siis tähistada jõule,
the birth of our Savior,
meie pääste sündi,
I hope that you have an amazing week.
Ma loodan, et ei saab olema väga imeline nädal.
But today I want to begin just a two-part Christmas message for this time of year.
Aga täna ma tahaksin siis alustada meie jõulusõnumi seeriaga, mis saab olema siis kahes osas.
And it's not really a series. I'm just talking about the birth of Jesus.
See tegelikult ei ole isegi mingisugune otsaselt seeria, vaid ma lihtsalt räägin pääste sünnimisest.
And so we're going to just talk about the Christmas message both this Sunday and next Sunday.
Nii et jõulusõnum saab olema meie teema nii selle pühapäeval kui ka järgmise pühapäeval.
And you all know me. I love Christmas.
Ja te kõik teate mind, ma armastan jõule.
I love the lights.
Mulle meeldib, kui me saame kõik ära kaunistada ja need tulekesed.
I like the decorations.
Ja need kaunistused.
I like the food.
Toit.
I like the parties.
Mulle need peod.
I like the celebrations.
Mulle need tähistamised.
I enjoy the music.
Ma naudin seda muusikat.
And the Christmas songs.
Ja jõululaula.
I'm coming to church today. I'm just listening to Christmas music.
Kui ma täna isegi sõitsin autoga siia kogudusse, siis ma kuulasin jõulumuusikat terve tee.
I love the opportunity to give gifts.
Mulle meeldib, et mul on võimalus anda kinke ja teha kinke.
I enjoy all the fun parts of Christmas.
Ja mulle meeldib kõik need lõbusad osad, mis siis jõuludel on.
I even love Santa Claus.
Isegi jõuluvana meeldib mulle.
And I just think all parts of Christmas is awesome.
Ja minu mõttes kõik osad, mis jõuludel on väga ägedad.
And I remember growing up, Christmas to us and to my family was a big deal.
Ja ma mäletan, kui ma kasvasin üles, siis meie peres olid jõulud ühe väga-väga suure, oli üks väga-väga suur püha.
But I also love to stop and take time to read the Christmas story.
Aga mulle meeldib ka võtta see aeg ja see hetk selle jaoks, et lugeda jõulusõnumit.
To stop and to remember once again.
Et peatada ja meenutada järjekordselt.
That my Jesus came for me.
Et minu Jeesus tuli minu jaoks.
My Jesus came for me.
Minu Jeesus tuli minu jaoks.
Would you just say that this morning?
Sa ütleksid seda täna.
Say my Jesus came for me.
Et minu Jeesus tuli minu jaoks.
My Jesus came for me. Yeah. And he came for you.
Ja ta tuli ka sinu jaoks.
And so I don't want you just to think that it was a little baby that was born 2,000 years ago and it doesn't have any meaning for your life.
Ja ma ei taha, et sa mõtleksid selle nõnda, et mingi väike baby sündis 2000 aastat tagasi ja sellel rohkem mingit suuremat tähendust ei ole.
But that he came for you.
Aga et ta tuli sinu jaoks.
And you know, I love times in church during Christmas.
Ja mulle meeldib ka jõulude ajal need ajad koguduses.
I love the concerts that we can have and then the different services that we can have.
Mulle meeldib need kontserdid, mis me saavad olla ja mulle meeldib ka need erinevad teenistused, mis meil on.
And I'll be honest with you, I used to struggle with Christmas.
Ja kui aus olla, siis mul oli kunagi raskusi jõuludega.
Because you go to church and you hear the same story again.
Siis sa lähed kogudusse ja sa kuuled seda sama sõnumit järjekordselt.
You know, okay, woman who never had sex, had a baby.
Naine, kes on varem vahekorras olnud, sai siis lapse.
Then this baby became the son of God.
Ja siis sellest beebist sai Jumala poeg.
And I used to struggle with that a little bit because it was always the same thing.
Ja mul oli vahepeal nagu raskusi sellega, sest iga kord oli see täpselt see sama, üks see sama lugu.
And you know, this baby lived as a man and he died for us.
Ja siis see mees kasvus, see beebis kasvus siis suureks. Ja suri meie eest.
But I'm telling you, I've grown to enjoy Christmas more than ever.
Aga kui aus olla, siis ma olen kasvanud sellesse paika, kus mul on jõulud hakanud meeldima veelgi rohkem.
And I love preaching the good news about Christmas.
Mulle meeldib jutlustada ja rääkida just sellest suurest ja heast sõnumist.
And to me it is new every year now.
Ja nüüd on see igal aasta minus kui uus.
Every year I get something more for my life because Jesus came for me.
Iga aasta ma saan just kui midagi rohkemat ja midagi uut, sest Jeesus tuli minu jaoks.
And he lived in such an amazing way.
Ja ta elas sellisel väga imelisel viisil.
That he gives forgiveness of all of our sins and all of our mistakes.
Ja ta andestab kõik meie patud ja kõik meie vead.
And he gives us new life for eternity.
Ja annab meile uue elu terveks igaviku.
And he did all of that.
Ja ta tegi seda kõike.
Because he loved you so much.
Sest ta arvastas sind nii väga.
That he loved you too much not to do that.
ta armastas sind nii palju, et mitte seda teha.
Right? He loved you too much not to come and save you.
Ta armastas sind liiga palju, et mitte tulla ja teha seda.
That's what moved the heart of God.
See ongi, mis liigutas Jumala südant.
Is that he came because he loved you.
Ta tuli selle jaoks, sest ta armastas sind.
And so today I want to talk about this Christmas message.
Ja täna ma tahan siis teiga rääkida seda jõulusõnumit.
And we've talked about for many years around here.
Ja me oleme viimased mitu aastat sellest rääkinud.
That Christmas is the celebration of the entrance of our Savior into this world.
Et jõulud on meie pääste maale saabumise tähistamine.
Amen. That's what Christmas is all about.
See ongi see põhjus, miks me tähistame jõule.
The whole world is celebrating Jesus coming to earth.
Terve maailm tähistab seda, et Jeesus tuli maale.
Now, a lot of people don't even think that that's part of their Christmas celebration.
Võib-olla väga paljud inimesed ei mõtle isegi, et see on osa nende jõuludest ja nende põhjus, miks nad tähistavad jõule.
But that's the foundation of why we do what we do.
Aga tegelikult see on see fundament, miks me teeme, mida me teeme.
And why it is such a huge thing around the world.
Ja miks see on nõnda suur sündmus terves maailmas.
As 2.7 billion Christians today are celebrating the birth of their Savior.
Kui 2.7 miljardit inimest üle maailma tähistab pääste sündimist.
And so I encourage you this week
ma julgustan sind
to take some time to read the Christmas story.
Et võtta aega ja lugeda jõulusõnumit.
And it's only 4 chapters.
See on ainult 4 peatükki.
You could do one a day until Christmas. It would be cool.
Näiteks teedki iga üks päev peatükk päevas kuni jõuludeni, see saab olema väga äge.
Because you know, you don't want to take 10 minutes to read the whole thing at one time.
Sellepärast, et sa ei taha võtta muidugi 10 minutit terve kõik need 4 peatükki ära
lugeda, onju. But it's the first 2 chapters of Luke.
Aga esimesed kaks peatükki Luukast.
And then the first 2 chapters of Matthew.
Ja kaks esimest peatükki Matteusest.
And if you'll just take some time to read that, I think it will bless your life this week.
Ja ma usun, et kui sa võtad selle aja ja loed neid selle nädala, siis see saab õnnistada sinu elu.
But today I want to inspire you about God's amazing plan.
Aga täna ma tahan teid julgustada ja just sellel teemal, et Jumalal oli hästi hämmastav plaan.
And that it wasn't just a coincidence that everything happened the way that it happened.
Et see ei olnud lihtsalt mingi kokkusattumus, et kõik juhtus nõnda nagu juhtus.
And I want you to remember that this was all part of God's plan from the very beginning.
Ja ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et see oli kohe juba algusest peale Jumala plaan olnud.
But I also want you to remember this.
Aga ma tahan, et sa ka meenutaksid endale seda.
That the players in this story were just like you.
Et need inimesed selles loos olid täpselt samasugused nagu sina.
They had to live life just like we do.
Nad pidid oma elu elama täpselt samamoodi nagu sina ja mina.
And they did not see the end from the beginning.
Ja nemad ei näinud, mis saab lõpus olema, kui nad seal alguses olid.
Just like you don't know what your future is.
Täpselt samamoodi nagu sina ei tea, milline sinu tulevik saab.
They had to walk out by faith every day not knowing what was coming.
Nad pidid iga päev käima usus, mitte teades, mis ees saab olema.
Just like you.
Täpselt samamoodi nagu sina.
We have some promises from God.
Meil on tõotusi Jumalalt.
We have some things that he has told us that bless us.
Meil on asju, mida ta meile öelnud, mis on meile olnud õnnistuseks.
But we still have to walk by faith every day.
Aga me ikkagi peame iga päev käima usus.
And as we read these stories,
siis kui me loeme neid lugusid,
and as we read about the Christmas miracle,
ja loeme selle jõulu ime kohta,
I want you to remember that these were just normal people living life.
Ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et need lihtsalt olid täiesti tavapärased inimesed, kes elasid oma elu.
And you know, they didn't know what was going to happen.
Ja nad ei teadnud ju, mis saab juhtuma tulevikus.
They had hopes and dreams.
Neil oli ka lootused ja unistused.
They felt like they got something from God.
Nemaga tundsid, et nad said midagi Jumalalt.
But they still had to walk out their life.
Aga nad ikkagi pidid oma võidujooksu edasi jooksma.
And so as we read this story,
nii kui meie siis loeme edasi seda,
most of us know the end from the time we start reading it.
Siis enamus meist ju teavad juba, kuidas see lugu lõpeb loo alguses juba.
We know how it's going to turn out.
Me juba teame ju, kuidas see lugu lõpeb.
And when Joseph doesn't have a place for he and his wife to stay because the hotel's full,
ja kui Joosepil ja Maarjal ei olnud paika, kus ööbima jääda, sest terve linn oli täis rahvast.
You know, and they go to stay in some hole in a rock somewhere.
Ja nad lähevad kusagile
in a stable, it's a hole in a rock.
Kusagile talli siis ööbima.
We think, it's okay, Joseph, the angels know about it.
Ja siis me mõtlen, ei, Joosep, kõik on korras, inglid ju teavad sellest, et seal olete.
Don't worry, Mary, the angels are going to sing about that.
Maari, ära muretse, inglid tulevad ja laulavad sellest veel.
Because we know the end of the story.
Sest meie ju teame, mis see loo lõpus saab.
But how many of you know if you were Joseph and Mary on that night, you'd be like frustrated.
Aga mõtle, kui sina paneksid ennast nüüd Joosepi ja Maaria asemele, siis sa oleksid päris frustreeritud.
My wife is about to give birth and nobody will give us a room. Are you kidding me?
Mu naine hakkab kohe sünnitama ja mitte keegi ei anna meile tuba kusagil normaalses kohas. Kas te teete nalja?
You know, how many know that would have been frustrating for you?
Kui paljud mõistavad, et see võiks oleks sind ka natukene vihaseks teinud?
It would be frustrating for me even if I wasn't pregnant. I'll be honest.
See oleks mind vihal ajanud isegi siis, kui ma ei oleks oodanud last.
I would still be frustrated that there's no place to stay.
Ma oleksin ikkagi olnud pahane, et mitte kusagil ei ole ruumi minu jaoks ja ma ei saa mitte kusagil mujale minna ja jääda ööbima.
But then you add the birth of your son to this whole situation, there was a lot of frustration.
Ja siis sa lisad sinna veel juurde oma poja sündimise.
There's a lot of frustration.
Ma usun, et väga palju viha võiti tunda tol hetkel.
And so we know the end.
Aga meie ju teame, mis see lõpus saab.
And so when we read the story, we're cheering them, saying, ah, don't worry, it's going to be fine.
Me seda loeme, siis me hõiskame neile kaasa, et ei, kõik saab korda, ära muretse, kõik saab korda.
And so we know if they'll stay on course, that everything's going to be fine in the end.
Me ju teame, et kui nad püsivad oma rajal, siis kõik saab minema täpselt nii, nagu pidi minema.
But I want you to remember, they had to trust God. Just like you.
Aga ma tahan, et sa meenutaksid seda, et nemad pidid usaldama Jumala, täpselt samamoodi, nagu sina pead usaldama Jumala.
They had to face adversity in their lives, just like you do.
Nemad pidid erinevaid läbikatsumisi läbi minema elus, täpselt samamoodi, nagu sina ja mina.
They had to persevere through trials of life, just like you do.
Nad pidid siigi kindlalt minema elust läbi ja elukatsumustest läbi.
But what I want you to see tonight.
Aga ma tahan, et mida sa
näed. This morning. It's not night yet. It only seems like it because it's winter.
Ta ütles, et täna öösel, aga tegelikult on päev veel. Et ma tahaksin, et te näeksite tänasel päeval siis seda.
Is that God showed Mary and Joseph a glimpse of what was coming.
Et Jumal lasi Maarjal ja Joosepil heita väikse pilgu sellele, mis sai siis juhtuma.
And they received prophetic things from the Lord, prophetic words from the Lord.
Ja nad said Jumalalt profeteeringu.
And God spoke to them about their calling.
Ja Jumal rääkis neile nende kutsumisest.
And about the calling of their son Jesus.
Ja just Jeesuse kutsumisest.
The Lord spoke to them about the blessing upon their lives.
Ja Isand rääkis ka neile nende elu õnnistusest.
But the blessing that would be upon his life as well.
Aga samuti ka sellest õnnistusest, mis on siis Jeesuse üle.
And you know, they did not have the Bible with them like we do.
Neil ei olnud piibel kaasas, täpselt samamoodi nagu meil on piibel igapäeval kaasas.
Most of the Bible wasn't even public at that point.
Tol hetkel enamus piiblit ei olnud isegi veel avalikult kõigi inimeste käes.
The New Testament wasn't even written.
Uus testament ei olnud siis veel kirjagi pandud.
Right? You know, they did not have their, you know, iPhone where they could open up the Bible at any moment 24/7.
Neil ei olnud iPhone 13 käes, kus nad võtsid appist lahti piibel.net ja lugesid sealt ette, mis saab juhtuma.
How many know you can open up your Bible at any point at any time wherever you are and you could hear from God.
Kui paljud teist teavad, et teie võite avada oma piibli ükskõik kus kohas või mis hetkel ning kuulda Jumalalt.
And so there are some good things about technology.
Nii et tehnoloogiaga tuleb kaasa ka väga palju häid asju.
And as long as we have electricity, I'm really thankful for that.
Ja senikogu, kuni meil on elektrit, olema tänulik.
But now we have something that is greater than just some prophetic word.
Aga nüüd meil on midagi veelgi suurema kui lihtsalt sõna, mis tuli profeteeringust.
We have the word of God that we can receive from every day of our lives.
Meil on Jumala sõna, mille me saame vastu võtta iga päev.
Where God speaks to us through the Bible, the word of God.
Kus Jumal räägib meiega läbi oma sõna.
And so we have this for our life.
Nii et see on meile meie terveks eluks.
We have this for our future.
Ja ka meie tulevikuks ja meie praeguseks ajaks.
We just need to hear it.
Me lihtsalt peame seda kuulma.
And then we need to believe it.
Ja siis me peame seda uskuma.
And then we need to run our race trusting him.
Ja siis me peame jooksma võidu jooksu usaldades teda.
That what he said in the Bible speaks to me.
Et see, mida tema on rääkinud oma piibli ja läbi oma piibli, ja oma sõna, et see räägib minuga.
But in this time, Mary and Joseph didn't have the Bible in their pocket.
Aga sellel ajal ei olnud Maarja ja Joosepil piiblit taskus.
They couldn't pull it out and read what's going to happen tomorrow.
I love it that you read the Bible like this, or like read the book like this.
Yeah.
Nad ei saanud võtta seda taskust välja ja hakata lugema siis sõna, et mis julgustaks neid.
They couldn't read Luke chapter 2 when they're still in Luke chapter 1.
Nad ei saanud keerata Luuka teise peatüki, kui nad olid Luuka esimeses peatükis.
You know, Joseph couldn't say, how is this really going to turn out?
Ja Joseph ei saanud, no nii, kuidas see tegelikult toimub siin?
Is she really a virgin?
Kas ta päriselt ka oli siis neid siin?
No, is she really? I know, I haven't touched her.
Ma tean, mida ta puudutanud, et kas ta ikka tõesti oli neid siin?
Is she really a virgin?
Kas ta tõesti oli?
How does this thing turn out? Is that really going to be the Messiah?
Kas tõesti nemas saab messias? Kas see tõesti hakkab siis minema nõnda, nagu meil oli öeldud?
He had to walk by faith, just like we do.
Täpselt samamoodi nagu meie, pidi ka tema käima usus.
And so he trusted the word that he heard.
Nii et usaldas seda sõna, mis talle ei antud.
But God spoke to Mary and Joseph during this time through others.
Aga Jumal rääkis läbi teiste Maria ja Joosepiga.
And these were people that were very, very close to the heart of God who spoke to them.
Ja need inimesed, kes nendega rääkisid, olid väga lähedased läbi oma südame Jumalaga.
And when they prophesied about their son Jesus,
ja kui nad profeteerisid oma pojast Jeesusest,
it confirmed what they had heard and what they had seen from the angel that appeared to them.
Siis see kinnitas ka neile seda, mida ingel oli neile rääkinud ja öelnud.
And so God gave them enough to stay on course, just like he does for you.
Nüüd Jumal andis neile täpselt piisavalt, et kinnitada neile, et
to stay on course.
Et püsida oma kursil.
Just like he does for you.
Täpselt samamoodi nagu ta teeb ka sinu jaoks.
He gives us enough so that we can live our life for him every day.
Ta annab meile piisavalt, et me saaksime tema jaoks elada igal päeval.
And there are 7 prophecies about about Jesus during this time.
Ja selle ajaperioodil on siis 7 profeteeritud Jeesuse kohta.
In Matthew and Mark there's 7 different prophecies about Jesus.
Matteuse ja Markuses on siis 7 profeteeringut.
And today I want to look at 3 of those.
Ja tänase päeva ma tahan siis vaadata teiga kolme neist.
And I believe it's going to be a blessing to you.
Ja ma usun, et see saab ka olla sulle õnnistuseks.
And I'm not going to make it hard for you. I'm going to read all of them out of Luke chapter 2 today.
Ja ma ei tee teie jaoks seda raskeks, vaid ma loen seda kõike teile Luuka peatükk 2.
And so go ahead and open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2.
Nüüd avage oma Biiblitest Luuka peatükk 2.
The first one I want to look at here is the night that Jesus was born.
Esimene asi, mida ma tahan siis vaadata, on siis öö, mil Jeesus sündis.
Is that the angels appeared and they spoke about Jesus.
On see, et inglid ilmusid ja nad rääkisid Jeesusest.
And they spoke to shepherds who were out in the field.
Ja nad rääkisid karjastele, kes olid siis
vaatan lambid.
Karjamas.
Yeah.
Just. Yeah.
And they spoke of what Jesus who Jesus was.
Ja nad siis rääkisid neile, kes Jeesus on.
And what Jesus would do.
Ja mida Jeesus saab ka tegema.
And so here in Luke chapter 2, I'm going to start reading with verse 8.
Nii et Luuka peatükk 2 ja ma tahaksin alustada salmist 8.
It says, in that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep.
Ja seal paigus oli karjased väljal võitsil pidamas valvet öösel oma karja juures.
And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Ja isanda ingel astus nende ette, ja isanda auhilgus paistis nende ümber, ja nemad kartsid üli väga.
Let me say, just like you would be.
Ja las ma ütlen siia kommentaariks, et täpselt samamoodi ka oleksid ka sina olnud täis hirmu ja kartnud.
If you were out in a dark field,
kus oleksid olnud pimedal väljal,
and all of a sudden there's a man standing there,
ja äkitselt seisab sinu ees üks mees.
And all around you it looks like it's the middle of the day.
Ja sinu ümber tundub just kui oleks päisel päeval.
You'd be terrified too.
Siis ka sina kardaksid üli väga.
Verse 10 says, but the angel reassured them, don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people.
Ja ingel ütles neile, ärge kartke, sest vaata, ma kuulutan neile suurt rõõmu, mis osaks kõigile rahvale.
So he came to bring good news.
Et ta tuli, et suurt rõõmu ja rõõmu sõnumit tuua neile.
That would bring joy to everybody.
Mis tooks siis rõõmu kõigile.
And so the Savior, verse 11, it says, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David.
Salm 11, sest teile on täna Taaveti linnas sündinud õnnistegija, kes on isanda Kristus.
And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find the baby snugly wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger.
Ja see olgu teile tunnuseks. Te leiate lapse mähitud ja sõimes magavat.
So the angel said that the Messiah is born tonight.
Nii et ingel ütles neile, et Messias on sündinud täna.
The Savior has finally come.
Päästja on lõpuks tulnud.
And so Jesus is the reason for our joy.
Nii et Jeesus on põhjus, et meil oleks rõõm.
That's why he came.
See on põhjus, kui miks ta tuli.
He came to bring joy to each and every one on the earth.
Ta tuli, et igal ühele siin maa peal tuua rõõmu.
And you need to know that you can be happy at all times in life.
Ja sa võid ka teada, et sulle võib ka kuuluda rõõm igal elu hetkel.
Even though you might have had some loss.
Ja võib-olla sul on olnud elus mingisugused kaotused.
Even though you might have come through some difficulties in this past year.
Või sa oled viimase aasta jooksul tulnud raskustest läbi.
You know, don't let Satan steal your joy.
Siis ära lase saatanal oma rõõmu röövida.
That's a good one, eh? Don't let Satan steal your joy.
Ära lase saatanal oma rõõmu röövida.
And so Christmas time is a time that you know, sometimes we might feel our loss a little bit more than other times.
Ja võib-olla jõuluajal me võime tunda, et meie võime tunda oma kaotust natukene rohkem kui mõnel muul ajal.
You know, when you remember some of the ones who were with you that are no longer with you.
Võib-olla sa mäletad neid inimesi, kes eelnevatel jõuludel oli sinuga koos ja sellel aastal ei ole.
Or when you compare yourself to others and other families.
Või sa hakkad ennast võrdlema mõningate teiste peredega.
You know, it can hurt a little bit.
Siis see võib natukene haiget teha.
And I want you to know that even though your life isn't exactly the way that you want it to be.
Ja ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et isegi kui sinu elu ei ole täpselt selline, nagu sa tahaksid, et see oleks.
I want you to know you could still be filled with joy.
Siis ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et sa võid ikkagi olla täidetud rõõmuga.
Because Jesus loved you enough to come.
Sest Jeesus armastas sind nii palju, et tulla.
Even though things are not the way you want them to be, you can still be happy at Christmas.
Isegi kui asjad ei ole nii, nagu sa tahaksid, need oleksid, sa võid ikkagi tunda rõõmu jõulude ajal.
And you could still be happy every day of your life.
Sa võid ikkagi olla rõõmus igal elupäeval.
As you remember, Jesus came for me.
Kui sa meenutad seda, et Jeesus oli minu jaoks.
And it might not be everything the way I want it to be.
Võib-olla asjad ei ole päris nii, nagu ma tahaksin, et need oleksid.
But the fact is, Jesus came for me.
Aga fakt on see, et Jeesus oli minu jaoks.
And that brings hope.
Ja see annab mulle lootust.
And that gives us joy because we believe there's a better future that's coming.
Ja annab meile rõõmu, sest me teame, et on parem tulevik, mis on mind ootamas.
And so we celebrate Jesus.
Nii me tähistame Jeesust.
And we're filled with joy.
Ja me saame olla täidetud rõõmuga.
As the world celebrates this week.
Kui maailm tähistab selle nädalal.
People are going to be happy.
Siis inimesed saavad olema rõõmsad.
But let's make sure that we are happy for the right reasons.
Aga teeme kindlaks, et meie oleme rõõmsad õigetel põhjustel.
And as we continue to read here with verse 13.
Ja kui me jätkame siin salm 13.
After the angel declared that Jesus was born.
Kui siis jingel oli kuulutanud, et Jeesus on sündinud.
Look at verse 13.
Siis vaatame salmi 13.
It said, and suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of other angels, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying.
Salm 13 siis, ja äkitsed oli ingliga ühes taeva sõjave hulk. Need kiitsid Jumalat ning ütlesid.
Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those in whom God is pleased.
Au olgu Jumalale kõrges ja maa peal rahu inimeste seas, kellest temal on hea meel.
And so another reason that Jesus came.
Nüüd, teine põhjus, miks Jeesus tuli.
Was not just to give you joy.
Mitte ainult sulle rõõmu tuua.
But to give you peace.
Aga tuua ka sulle rahu.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for peace.
Tänu Jumala rahu eest.
And peace is not automatic for everyone.
Ja rahu ei ole midagi, mis igaühe võib olla automaatselt.
You know, that's been misspoken for years.
Sellest on aastaid valesti räägitud.
You know, that Jesus came to bring peace to the world, but there's not peace in the world.
Et Jeesus tõi, et rahu tuua maailmaga, maailmas küll rahu ei ole.
So what the angel said isn't true.
Nii et tegelikult see, mida ingel ütles, see ei ole tõene.
But that's not what the angel said.
Aga see ei ole ju, mis ingel ütles.
God never said there would be peace on the planet.
Jumal ei öelnud mitte kunagi, et terve planeedi saab olema rahu.
And that's not going to happen until Jesus comes back again.
Ja see ei saa sündimagi ennem kui Jeesus tuleb tagasi siia.
But he said that we would have peace.
Aga ta ütles, et me saame olema rahu.
On those who God is pleased with.
Inimeste seas.
And on those that God puts his favor upon.
Nendest, kellest temal on hea meel ning kellele ta paneb oma soosingu peale.
Those are the ones that will have the peace.
Need inimesed on need, kelle saab olema rahu.
And who is that?
Ja kes need on?
That's everybody who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Need on kõik, kes usuvad, et Jeesus Kristus on Jumala poeg.
So you can have peace.
Nii et sul võib olla rahu.
Peace is for those that turn to the Lord.
Rahu kuulub neile, kes pööravad ennast ja pöörduvad isanda poole.
Peace comes for those who qualify for his peace.
Rahu saab olema neil, kes kvalifitseeruvad rahu
and
jaoks.
It's available to anybody who wants it.
Ja see saadaval kõigile, kes seda tahavad.
You just need to go to him to get it.
See peab minema tema juurde, et seda saada ja
so
võtta vastu.
I encourage you this week, spend some time and go to him.
Nii ma julgustan siin selle nädalal. Võta see aeg ja mine tema juurde.
Because the God of peace
sest rahu Jumal
is waiting for you.
Ootab sind.
And the peace of God is the most valuable thing that we could have in our life.
Ja Jumala rahu on kõige väärtuslikum asi, mis sinu elus võib olla.
It's the most valuable thing I possess.
See on kõige väärtuslikum asi, mida ka mina oman.
I possess some things that are worth quite a bit of money.
Ma oman mõningaid asju, mis on päris palju raha väärt.
The most valuable thing I possess is the peace of God.
Aga kõige väärtuslikum neist on Jumala rahu.
It's the most. It's that's the biggest quality for my life.
See on kõige parem asi, mis minu elus võib olla.
That is the greatest gift that God gives to us.
See on üks kõige suurem kink, mida Jumal on meile teinud ja saab ka meile anda.
The peace of God just lets us know everything is going to be okay.
Jumala rahu on see, mis ütleb meile, et kõik saab minema korda.
Everything's going to be okay.
Kõik saab olema korras ja kõik saab minema hästi.
And so when you believe in Him.
Kui sa usud temasse,
when you give your life to Jesus,
ja annad oma elu Jeesusele,
he gives you peace.
Ta annab su rahu.
And so it's easy.
Nii et see lihtne.
It's easy for the world to get peace.
Lihtne on maailma saada rahu.
But it takes a commitment to Jesus to get it.
Aga sa pead ennast pühendama Jeesusele, et see võtta vastu.
And so you can please God.
Nii et sa võid,
you can be pleasing to God.
Sa võid olla meelepärane Jumalale just.
But you just need to go to him.
Aga sa pead minema tema juurde.
And you need to believe in him.
Ja sa pead uskma temas.
And he will give you joy.
Ja ta annab su rõõmu.
And he will give you peace.
Ja ta annab su rahu.
And the shepherds heard this.
Karjased kuulsid siis seda.
And they ran to tell Mary and Joseph all about what they had just heard and seen.
Ja nad jooksid Maria ja Joosepi juurde, et neile rääkida sellest, mis just, mida nad olid kuulnud ja mida nad olid näinud.
They left those lambs that they were watching.
Nad jätsid selle karja ja need lambad, keda nad siis valvasid seal.
And they went running to Bethlehem, because the Bible says it was nearby.
Ja nad jooksid Betlehema, sest Biibli ütleb, et see toimus kõik väga lähedal.
And just by coincidence.
Ja juhuslikult.
They walked into the barn.
Astusid nad siis sinna talli sisse.
And Jesus was in the manger.
Ja siis...
Jesus was in the feeding trough.
Jesus oli siis selles sõimes just.
Just like the angel said he would be.
Täpselt nõnda, nagu ingel oli neile öelnud.
How many of you know walking into a barn, the first thing you're probably not going to think of is I wonder if somebody had a baby here today.
Kui paljudel teist võib-olla mõtlevad samamoodi, et kui sa astud talli sisse, siis sinu esimene mõte ei ole see, et keegi vist siin sünnitas just hiljuti või just praegu, et seal on vastsünni laps kindlasti koos oma ema ja isaga.
You got all the smells.
Sa tunned neid lõhnusid.
You've got all the dirtiness of the barn.
Ja siis kõik see mustus, mis seal tallis võis olla.
How many know the barn floor is not the cleanest place on the planet?
Kui paljud teist teavad, et võib-olla terves planeedis talli põrand ei ole just kõige puhtam koht.
And so they walk in like the angel said that he would be and there he was.
Ja nad astusid sinna talli sisse täpselt nõnda, nagu ingel oli neile öelnud ja seal ta oli.
Coincidence.
Juhusikult.
It was a God set up coincidence is what that was.
See oli Jumala planeeritud juhus, mis see oli.
And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby in the barn.
Nad leidsid Maria, Joosepi ja siis baby seal tallist.
And they told them about everything the angel said about their son.
Ja nad ütlesid kõike, mida ingel oli neile öelnud enda poja kohta.
And then we know that the story goes on.
Ja siis me teame, et see lugu läheb edasi.
And during that week, Mary and Joseph are there.
Ja siis sellel nädalal, kui Maria ja Joosep on siis seal.
Mary recovers.
Maria taastub.
You know, Joseph is there taking care of his new family.
Joosep siis hoolitseb oma uue perekonna eest.
As they are there, they do what is required by the Jewish customs and law.
Ja siis nad, kui nad on seal, siis nad täidavad seda, mis oli vastavalt juudi seadustele nagu...
They took Jesus to be circumcised.
Viisid siis Jeesuse ümberlõikumisele.
And they took him to the temple to be presented to the Lord.
Ja viisid ta templisse, et esitada teda isandale.
And they went to give an offering.
Ja läksid andsid ofrendi.
As a symbol of their faith in God.
sümbolina oma sümboliseeriks nende usku Jumalasse.
And they presented Jesus as to the Lord as their commitment.
Ja nad esitasid Jeesuse kui sümbolina sellest, et nad on pühendunud.
And that's what we do around here.
Ja see on ka, mida me siin teeme.
We don't baptize babies like they do in some places.
Me ei risti lapsi nõnda nagu mõningates kohtades ristitakse.
But we do like what Jesus family did.
Aga me teeme seda, mida Jeesuse pere tegi.
The Jewish custom.
Juudi traditsioonidega siis.
Is that you bring your child to be consecrated to the Lord.
Et sa tood oma vastsündinu siis Jeesus ette, Jumal ette.
And this is what they did with Jesus.
Ja see on siis, mida nad Jeesusega tegid.
And that's when they gave him the name Jesus officially.
Ja siis ametlikult selle hetkena tantsigi talle selle nime Jeesuse.
And now the name Jesus in the Hebrew language is Yeshua.
Ja heebrea keeles on nimi Jeesus Yeshua.
And Yeshua actually means in the Jewish language two things put together.
Ja see nimi tähendab juudi heebrea keeles siis kahte asja.
It's the Lord is salvation.
On siis, et,
the Lord is salvation.
Isand on päästja.
That's what Yeshua means.
See on siis, mida Yeshua tähendab.
The Lord is salvation.
Et isand on päästja.
So every time somebody called his name, that's what they said.
Iga kord, kui siis tema nime öeldi, siis see on ka, mida see tähendas.
The Lord is salvation, hand me the ketchup.
Isand on päästja, anna mulle palun ketchupit.
The Lord is salvation, did you make your bed?
Isand on päästja, kas sa tegid ikka oma voodi täna hommikul korda?
Every time they said his name, that's what they were declaring.
Iga kord, kui nad tema nime ütlesid, siis seda on ka, mida nad tunnistasid oma
suuga. And this was the name given from heaven for this child.
Ja see on ka nimi, mis taevast oli see lapsel antud.
And so this is what people said every time they called him.
Nii et see on ka see nimi ja kuidas inimesed teda siis, millega inimesed teda siis kutsusid.
And so they were there doing all of the rituals that they have to do
in the temple. Ja nad kõiki neid rituaale seal templis, mida nad on traditsiooniliselt peaksid tegema.
And then at that very time in the temple,
ja siis sellel viimasel
or at that same time,
või ja sellel samal ajal,
in walks a man named Simeon.
Tuleb siis sisse Simoni nimeline mees.
And God had led him there by the Holy Spirit.
Ja Jumal oli teda sinna juhatanud läbi püha vaimu.
To that specific place at that specific time.
Sellel kindel ajal ja hetkel.
And no one had told him that Jesus was there.
Keegi ei olnud talle öelnud, et Jeesus on seal.
He was led there by God, the Bible says.
Biibel ütleb, et Jumal oli teda sinna juhatanud.
And when he saw Jesus,
ja kui ta nägi Jeesust,
the Bible said that he began to speak prophetically over him and over his parents.
Siis Biibel ütleb, et ta hakkas profeteerima nii Jeesuse üle kui ka tema vanemate üle.
And when he prophesied over them,
ja kui ta profeteeris nende üle,
you need to know what prophecy is.
Sa pead teama, mis see profeteering oli.
Prophecy is just
mis on profeteering? Yes,
prophecy is just God speaking through his people.
Profeteerimine on siis see, kui Jumal räägib läbi oma inimeste ja teistele inimestele.
That God inspires them to speak something that he desires for others to hear.
Et Jumal inspireerib inimesi ütlema välja mingid asju, mida tema inimestel on vaja kuulda.
And so this is what God was saying to the parents of Jesus after he was born.
Nii et see on siis, mida see mees Simeon ütles Jeesuse vanematele.
And it talks to them about the God's plan.
Ja ta räägib siis seal Jumala plaanist.
For them.
Nende jaoks.
For Jesus.
Ja Jeesuse jaoks.
And for you.
Ja ka sinu jaoks.
Isn't that amazing?
Kas see pole mitte imeline?
In the Bible.
Biblis.
There is prophetic word about the people that were playing in the people that were there.
On siis, kus profeteeritakse nende inimestele, kes seal koha peal oli.
But it's also speaking about you.
Aga see räägitakse ka sinust.
And so I want to read this out of Luke chapter 2. Let's jump down to verse 25.
Nii, ma tahaksin lugeda Luke peatükk 2 ja hüppaksime salmidesse alustades 25.
It says, and now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was a righteous and devout man. And he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him.
Ja vaata, Jerusalemas oli mees, Simeon nimi. See mees oli õige ja Jumala kartlik ning ootas Iisraeli troosti.
And it had been revealed to him by the
Holy Spirit.
Yep, I was waiting. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
Tema oli püha vaim ilmutanud, et ta ei näe surma enne, kui ta on näinud isanda võitut.
So he knew that he would live until he saw the Messiah.
Ehk siis ta teadis, et ta elab nii kaua, kuniks ta näeb Messiat.
Verse 27.
Salm 27.
Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts.
Ja ta tuli vaimu sunnil pühakotta.
And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what was custom of the that the law required.
Ja kui vanemad lapsukese Jeesuse sinna tõid, ja et tema pärast teha käsuõpetuse kombe järgi.
Simeon took him into his arms and praised God saying.
Siis ta võttis tema sülle, kiitis Jumalat ning ütles.
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may dismiss your servant with peace.
Isand, nüüd sa lased oma sulase rahus minna oma sõna järgi.
What did he say?
Mida ta ütles?
He said, I can die now.
Ta ütles, ma võin nüüd surra rahus.
That's pretty much what he said.
See on põhimõttes, mida ta siin üritab
öelda. He said, I have seen the promised Messiah.
Et ma olen näinud tõotatud Messiast.
I can die now.
Ma võin nüüd surra rahus.
And I can go in peace.
Ma võin minna rahus.
In verse 30.
Psalm 30.
Says, for my eyes have seen your salvation.
Sest mu silmad on näinud sinu päästet,
which you prepared in the sight of all nations.
Mille sa oled valmistanud kõigi rahvaste nähes.
A light of revelation for the Gentiles and to the glory of your people Israel.
Valguseks, mis peab ilmuma paganaile ja auhilguseks oma rahvale Iisraelile.
Whoosh. How many know that was pretty powerful?
Kui paljud teist näevad, et see on päris võimas ja päris väeline.
They walk in.
Nad kõnivad sisse.
To do what they have to do.
Et teha seda, mida nad peavad tegema.
To do the traditions that every Jewish family did with their children.
Et teha, et järgida seda traditsiooni, mida iga juudi pere oma lapsega tegi.
And there's probably, this probably happens all the time.
Ja seda arvatest juhtub kogu aeg pidevalt.
And Simeon just happens to walk in the same time Mary and Joseph do.
Ja Simeon astub sisse täpselt samal ajal, kui Maria ja Joosep astuvad sisse.
And he knew in his heart.
Ja ta teades oma südames.
Before anybody said a word.
Enne kui keegi oli isegi ühtki sõnagi lausunud.
That's the Messiah.
Et see on Messias.
He ran up and took the baby from Joseph's arms.
Ta jooksis Joosepi juurde ja võttis talt selle baby.
And he said, Lord, I can die now.
Isad, ma võin nüüd rahus surra.
Because I have seen the salvation. I have seen the Messiah.
Ma olen näinud Messiast, kes päästab.
And so he was waiting for the Messiah.
Ta ootas Messiast.
God said he would see it.
Jumal ütles talle, et ta saab teda ka nägema.
And on this day, he knew that that baby was the Messiah.
Ja tol päeval tema teadis, et ta vaatas ja nägi Messiat.
The Messiah was the one who was going to come and be the Savior of Israel.
Messia, kes saab tulema siia maailma ja olema kogu maailma päästja.
And bring peace to the world.
Ja tooma rahu maailmale.
And that's who he saw Jesus as when they walked in the room.
Sellena nägi ta ka Jeesust, kui ta astus sinna ruumi.
This is just another coincidence set up by God.
See on jälle üks juhus, mis oli Jumala poolt paika pandud.
Just a coincidence.
Lihtsalt üks juhus.
That the man who was waiting for the Messiah.
Et see mees, kes ootas Messiat.
Happened to be there in the half hour that they were going to be there.
Sattus olema just selle pooltunni jooksul, kus Maria ja Joosep sattusid olema.
And he happened to see them and see Jesus and knew who he was.
Ja juhuslikult põrkas nendega kokku ja juhuslikult nägi ka Jeesust, kellest saab olema meie Messias.
He was led by the Holy Spirit to the exact time and moment where Jesus was going to be.
Pühavaim juhtis teda täpselt õigel hetkel sinna paika, kus Maaria, Joosep ja Jeesus said olema.
And he thanked God and then he began to prophesy.
Tänas Jumalat ja ta hakkas profeteerima.
And you know, he talked about Jesus having come as the light for the world.
Ja ta rääkis sellest, kuidas Jeesus saab tulema ja olema maailma valgus.
That he would be the salvation for the Gentiles and the Jews.
Et ta saab olema nii paganatele kui ka juutidele päästja.
You don't just have to be a Jew. This is us.
Ta, sa ei pea olema ka ainult juut. See räägib ka meist.
And God keeps giving them a glimpse about what is going to come in their life.
Ja Jumal näitab neile väikest hetke, mis saab olema.
You can have this one.
Sorry. Mis saab juhtuma.
And he keeps showing them what is coming.
Ja ta näitab neile, mis saab olema ja tulevikus.
So that they can continue to live their life with purpose.
Ja nad saaksid elada oma elu eesmärgiga.
That Joseph and Mary could live knowing what they were doing.
Et Maria ja Joosep saavad elada nõnda, et nad teavad.
Lived knowing what they were doing.
Ja teavad, mida nad teevad.
That they were preparing the way for the Messiah, the Savior of the world.
Et nad pani sättisid ja tegid seda teed Messiale, kes saab tulema ja pääsma maailma.
And even though they didn't understand the whole plan,
ja kuigi nad ei mõistnud kogu plaani,
God gave them enough to never stop.
Siis Jumal andis neile alati täpselt piisavalt, et nad ei peatuks mitte kunagi.
Amen. Never stop.
Ära peatu mitte kunagi.
Keep going forward.
Mine pidevalt edasi.
Don't ever give up.
Ära anna alla.
Ever heard anybody say that before?
Kas olete kedagi kunagi seda ütlemas?
Just checking. So never stop.
Ära anna alla mitte kunagi.
He gave them enough to keep going.
Ta andis alati piisavalt, et nad saaksid edasi minna.
Look at verse 33.
Vaatame salmi 33.
The next verse here.
Järgmine salm siin.
It says, and then the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
Ja ta isa ja ema panid imeks, mida temast räägiti.
Can you imagine as you're standing there and this old man comes up and grabs your child?
Kas te kujutate ette, mis tunne võis olla sellel emal isal, kui mingi vanem meesterahvas tuleb nende juurde, võtab neid nende vastsündide lapse käest.
And then start speaking all these things about him and you and
ja siis hakkab kõiki neid asju rääkima temast ja sinust.
Mary and Joseph probably looking at each other like saying, this is amazing.
Maria ja Joseph paratasti vaatsid üksil otse ja mõtlesid, et see on imeline.
First the shepherds.
Kõigepealt need karjased tulid.
No. First the angel spoke to us.
Esmalt ingid tulid ja rääkisid meiega.
Then after he's born, the shepherds come.
Siis kui ta on sündinud, siis tulevad karjased.
Now we walk into the temple and this happens.
Nüüd me kõnime templisse ja see sünnib.
They were marveled at
nad,
this. They marveled at
nad
this.
Olid imestunud.
Verse 34.
Psalm 34.
And then Simon blessed them.
Whoosh. Ja Simon õnnistas neid.
I bet that was powerful.
Ma usun, see võis olla väga väärine.
It doesn't say what he said over them or how what he did, but I'll bet that was a powerful prayer.
Siin täpselt ei ütle, mida ta ütles täpselt neile, aga ma usun, et see võis olla väga väärine palve.
And it says, and then he said to his mother Mary.
Ja ütles Maarjale, tema emale.
This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel to be a sign that will be spoken against.
Vaata, see on seotud langemiseks ja tõusmiseks paljudele Iisraelis ja tähiseks, mille vastu räägitakse.
So that the thoughts of many hearts would be revealed, and yes, a sword will pierce your heart, your soul too.
Et sinu omaski hingest peab mõõt läbi tungima, et saaksid avalikuks paljude südamete mõtlemised.
Yes, Mary.
Jah, Maarja.
A sword will pierce your soul too.
Ka mõõk peab läbi tungima sinu hingest.
I believe this.
Mina usun seda.
That as he was speaking about Jesus.
Et kui ta siis kõneles ja rääkis Jeesusest.
All the wonderful things that he would do.
Ja kõik need imelised asjad, mida ta saab tegema.
Then he begins to speak like this.
Siis ta hakkas hoopiski rääkima nõnda.
That he's going to cause the rise and fall of many.
Et ta saab, et tema seotuks saab olema paljude langemised ja tõusmised.
Not everybody's going to like him.
Ja väga paljudele ei hakkada meeldima.
They're going to talk bad things about him.
Temast hakatakse halbu asju rääkima.
It's not going to be easy.
See ei saa minema kergelt.
It's not going to be the way that you might have imagined on the night of his birth.
See ei saa minema võib-olla täpselt nii, nagu sa võisid ette kujutada tema sündimise päeval.
Glorious angels, heaven singing.
Inglid ja auline ja inglid on inglid laulavad ülistust.
God brings them back to a reality of why Jesus came.
Aga Jumal toob nad tagasi reaalsusesse, et miks Jeesus tuli.
And said, it's not going to be easy, Mary.
Ja ütles talle, et Maarja, see ei saa minema väga kergelt.
And as he was talking, I believe Mary started thinking.
Ja ma usun, et selle hetke, kui ta rääkis, siis Maarja hakkaski mõtlema.
It's probably not all going to be roses. There's going to be some thorns.
Et arvatavasti see ei saa olema nii roosinine, et mõned okkad saavad kaema.
She was probably saying, this doesn't sound like it's going to be an easy journey for me and my family.
Ta arvatavasti ta mõtles, et see ei saa olema väga kerge ja lihtne retk minu ja minu pere jaoks.
And as she was thinking that, he stopped and said, yes, Mary.
Ja kui ta seda mõtles, siis Simon peatas ta ütles, jah, Maarja.
Yes. There's going to be a sword that runs through your soul too.
Ja, saab olema mõõk, mis tungib ka sinu hingest läbi.
And God was preparing her for her future.
Ja Jumal valmistas seda ette tema tuleviku jaoks.
God was giving her enough to be able to stand at the foot of that cross.
Jumal andis talle piisavalt, et ta selle risti ees seisaks.
33 years later.
33 aastat hiljem.
And to know that it was part of the plan of God from the very beginning.
Ja et ta teaks, et see oli Jumala, osa Jumala plaanist algusest peale.
To watch her son die on a cross.
Et ta pidi vaatama, kuidas tema poeg suri ristil.
To know that this was the plan of God.
Et teada, et see oli algusest peale Jumala plaan.
How many know it would have felt like a sword piercing your heart?
Kui paljud teist võivad teada, et see võiski täpselt tunduda tema jaoks, kui et mõõk oleks läbinud tema hinge.
And so God was preparing her from the very beginning.
Nii et Jumal valmistas seda ette algusest peale.
For what was going to come.
Selle jaoks, mis sai tulevikus juhtuma.
But we know the end of that story.
Aga meie ju teame selle loo lõppu.
On the third day he rose again.
Kolmanda päeval tõusis taas.
And that wound in her heart was healed.
Ja see haav, mis tema südames oli, see sai ka terveks.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
We know the end of the story.
Jällegi, meie juba teame seda loo lõppu.
She had to live it.
Tema pidi seda läbi elama.
Those are two completely different things.
Ja on kaks täiesti erinevat asja.
And so she could remember this.
Nii et ta võis seda meenutada.
But then there was another coincidence that just happened at the same time.
Aga siis oli veel üks juhus, mis juhtus täpselt sellel samal hetkel.
God spoke through an old lady who walks up.
Jeesus rääkis, Jumal rääkis, vabandust.
Jesus wasn't speaking yet.
Nope. That's what I thought.
God spoke through a lady.
Just Jumal rääkis siis läbi ühe naise.
Her name was Anna.
Ja tema nimi oli Anna.
And let's read this in the next verse here in verse 36.
Ja loeme siis seda järgmises salmis, salm 36.
And there was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, who was of the tribe of Asher, and she was very old, and she lived with her husband 7 years after marriage.
Ja seal oli naisprofet Anna, Phaneli tütar Aaseri suguharust. See oli väga elatanud ja oli elanud oma mehega 7 aastat pärast oma neitsipõlve.
And so back then the women would be married around 13 or 14.
Nii et tol ajal siis naised abiellusid kuskil 13-14 aastaselt.
Can some of you imagine your 13 or 14 year old daughter being married today? That's kind of crazy.
Kui paljud teist praegu võivad ette kujutada, et tänase päeva teie 13-14 aastane tütar võiks abielluda.
But that was the custom of the day.
Aga see oli lihtsalt tollel ajal, kuidas asjad käisid.
The scholars tell us Mary was probably 13 or 14 years old.
Et teadlased räägivad, et Maarja oli ka arvatavasti 13-14 aastane.
So she wasn't some, you know, 29-year-old chick that she just kind of finally getting married.
Et ta ei olnud 29-aastane chick, kes mõtles, et okei, noh, nüüd võiks siis mehele minna.
And so let's just say that this lady got married when she was 13.
Nii et
this lady Anna.
Et võtame siis, et see naisterahvas Anna, kellest siis siin räägitakse naisprofet, oli ka kuskil 13-14 aastane, kui ta abiellus.
And then she lived with her husband 7 years before he died.
Ja siis ta elas oma mehega kuni 7 aastat ennem, kui ta suri.
And so when he died, she was 20. So I could do math.
Nii et siis selleks ajaks, kui see meesterahvas suri, oletame, et Anna oli siis umbes 20-aastane, jah, ma oskan ka natukene matemaatikat.
And then verse 37, there's some debate on how this is translated.
Siis salmis 37 on tõlke kohta natukene sellised küsimärgid.
And then the verse that I'm reading, it says, and then she was a widow until she was 84, and she had never left the temple, and she worshipped day and night fasting and praying.
Ja tema oli leski ligi 84 aastat vana. See ei läinud ära pühakojast, vaid teenis Jumalat paastumiste ja paletamistega ööd ja päevad.
But the way that it probably should have been translated is she was a widow for 84 years.
Aga kuidas seda oleks pidanud tõlkima, oleks siis hoopiski või kirjutama või jah, tõlkima, et ta oli olnud lesk 84 aastat.
Because if you put it together with the verse before it, it's talking about time frames.
Sest kui sa paned selle teise eelmise salmi kokku, siis ta räägib ka ajaperioodidest.
And so it's talking about 13 plus 7 plus 84.
Siis 13 plus 7 plus 84.
And if any of you could do math, that's really old.
Ja kui paljud ja nii palju kui teist oskavad matemaatikat ja arvutada, siis see on väga vana.
And so she was probably in her hundreds.
Ja ta oli kuski.
Yes.
104.
She was probably over 100 years old.
Ehk siis ta oli arvatavasti üle 100 aasta vana.
104, 105 at the least, maybe older.
Vähemalt 104-105 võib-olla isegi veelgi vanem.
Because we don't know how old she was when she got married.
Sest me ei tea, kui vana ta oli, kui ta abiellus.
But anyway, this is an old lady.
Igastas. Loomoraal on see, et ta oli väga vana.
How many know that's old for today?
Kui paljud teist mõistavad, et isegi tänase päeva see on väga vana.
That would have been really old for Jesus's day.
Jeesus ajal võis olla ikka väga nagu iidvana.
Verse 38, it says, and coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
That was fast. Tema tuli sinna samal tunnil, ja ülistas Jumalat ning kõneles temast kõikidele, kes ootasid Jerusalemma lunastust.
And so here this old lady spoke about the child coming to redeem Israel.
Nii et siin see naisprohvet siis rääkis sellest, kuidas Jerusalem lunastatakse.
That God would buy back his people to himself.
Et Jumal ostab tagasi endale oma rahva.
And Jesus came to buy back you because sin separated us from God.
Ja Jumal tuli, et osta ka sind endale tagasi, sest patt oli see, mis meid eraldas.
And even when you make mistakes, you need to know that Jesus is there for you.
Ja isegi siis, kui sa teeb vigu, sa pead teama, et Jeesus on seal sinu jaoks olemas.
Jesus will always bring you back to himself.
Ja Jeesus alati toob ennast sind enda juurde tagasi.
He's always going to be here to bring you to the Father.
Ta on alati olemas, et sind tuua tagasi isa juurde.
You just got to trust him.
Sa lihtsalt pead teda usaldama.
That's why he came.
Ja see on ka põhjus, miks ta tuli.
To give us that opportunity.
Et anda meile see võimalus.
Jesus came to give you that way back to God.
Jeesus tuli, et anda sulle see tee tagasi Jumala juurde.
And he will always bring you back.
Ja ta alati toob sind tagasi.
And so this old lady was serving God at over 100 years in the temple.
Nii et see vana naisterahvas, ta teenis Jumalat.
She was over 100 years old.
Kes oli üle 100 aasta vana, teenis siis Jumalat templis.
The Bible says that she would fast and pray every day. That's what she loved to do.
Ja Biibel ütleb, et ta siis paastus ja palvetas iga öö ja iga päev, sellepärast, et see oli, mida ta nautis ja mida ta tahtis teha.
And so Mary and Joseph, they have just seen Simeon.
Ja Maria ja Joosep, nad olid just siis näinud Simeoni.
They probably went to go do something else.
Läksid võibolla tegi midagi muud edasi.
And then here comes this other old lady.
Ja siis tuleb see teine vanem naisterahvas.
And she said, give me that baby, let me talk about this child.
Et anna mulle see baby, ma tahan sellest lapsest nüüd natuke veel rääkida.
How do you know Mary and Joseph are probably just blown away by everything being said about this child?
Kui paljud teist näevad seda, et Maria ja Joosep arvatavasti oli täitsa pahviks löödud, kuules kõike seda ja nähes, mis toimub.
But these two people that were in the temple were waiting to see the Messiah.
Aga need kaks inimesed, kes seal templis olid, nad ootasid näha Messiat.
The promise from God that they knew was going to come.
Et Jumala tõotus see tõotus, mis on meile antud.
They wanted to see the Savior.
Nad tahtsid näha päästet.
And what I want you to see in this story.
Ja mida ma tahan, et sa näeksid selles loos.
Mary is very young.
On see, et Maria on väga noor.
Like we said, probably 13.
Nagu mõtlesime, arvatavasti mingi 13 aastane.
These two people are very old, over 100, both of them.
Need teised kaks inimest on väga, väga vanad, nad on üle 100 aasta vanad.
You know, Simeon was about 112.
Simeon oli arvatavasti mingi 112 aastane.
That's old.
See on vana.
How do they live that long? I don't even want to live that long.
Ma ei tea, kui paljud siin elavad nii vanaks ja mina ise ei taha nii vanaks
elada. I just want to do what I can do while I have you and then just go to heaven.
Ma lihtsalt tahan seda teha nii kaua, kui ma saan, mida ma teen ja siis minna taevasse.
But there were people that were waiting for the Messiah.
Aga olid inimesed, kes ootasid Messiat.
Waiting to see their Savior.
Ja ootasid, et nad näeksid oma päästet.
And here he comes.
Ja siin ta tulebki.
And they spoke about him.
Ja nad rääkisid temast.
And what I want you to see here.
Ja mida ma tahan, et sa näeksid siin.
Is you are never too young.
Et sa ei ole mitte kunagi liiga noor.
Or never too old.
Ega kunagi liiga vana.
To be used by God.
Et Jumal saaks sind kasutada.
Amen.
Amen.
Mary is 13. These guys are like 100 years older than her. Everybody's being used by God.
Maare on 13 aastane, nemad on Maarest umbes 100 aastat vanemad, kõiki on Jumal, kõik on saanud olla Jumala poolt kasutatud.
God is saying I could use anyone I want to use.
Ja Jumal ütleb, et ma võin kasutada ükskõik keda.
They just need to be willing and obedient.
Nad lihtsalt peavad tahtma seda ise ja olema sõnakuulakad.
Listen, if you will be obedient to the Lord, he will use you.
Kuule, kui sina kuulatud isandale, siis ta ka kasutab sind.
He will use you.
Ta kasutab sind.
And so prophecy spoken at his birth.
Nii et profeteeringuid räägiti tema sünnil.
They were too accurate to not be from God.
Nad olid liiga täpsed, et mitte olla Jumalalt.
This was not all just a bunch of coincidences. This was all set up by God.
See ei olnud lihtsalt üks suur hulk juhuseid, vaid see oli kõik paika pandud Jumala poolt.
There has to be something about the birth of Jesus that is supernatural because all of this took place.
Midagi üleloomulikku peab olema sündima, kui Jumal sündis, kui Jeesus sündis,
Because all of these things were happening.
Sest kõik need asjad olid sündimas.
And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Ja kui sa võtad vastu Jeesuse Kristuse enda isandaks ja päästjaks.
Something supernatural happens in your life too.
Siis sa pead teama, et midagi üleloomulikku saab ka sinu elus juhtuma.
And so the timing of these prophecies.
Nii et need hetked, kui need profeteeringud siis
juhtuvad. It's too much of a coincidence not to be God.
Need on liiga juhuslikud selles suhtes, et mitte olla Jumalalt.
And what was said about Jesus was too accurate.
Ja kõik, mis Jeesuse kohta öelda, olid liiga täpsed.
Not to be God.
Et mitte olla Jumalalt.
Because everything that was said and everything that was prophesied about him, he fulfilled.
Sest kõik, mida oli öeldud ja mida oli profeteeritud, see kõik juhtus.
And you need to believe that the Son of God was born as a man.
Ja sa pead teama ja uskuma, et Jumala poeg sündis siia, kui sündis siia mehena.
Amen. He came to earth for you.
Ta tuli siia maa peale sinu jaoks.
So that you could be able to go to him.
Et sina saaksid minna tema juurde.
He died for your sin.
Ta suri sinu pattude pärast.
So that you could be free and go to God.
Et sa saaksid olla vaba ja minna Jumala juurde.
That's why he came.
See on ka põhjus, miks ta tuli.
And so this is something supernatural.
Et see midagi väga üleloomulik.
That we gain access to by putting our faith in Jesus Christ.
Millele meil on ka ligi pääs, kui me paneme oma usalduse Jumala peale.
And he came so that we could know him.
Ja ta tuli selle jaoks, me saaksime teda õppida tunne.
And when you put your trust in him.
Ja kui sa paned oma usalduse tema peale.
Man, there's going to be something supernatural happening in your life.
Siis sinu elus saavad toimuma väga üleloomulikud asjad.
And he will bless your life.
Ta saab õnnistama sinu elu.
He'll bless your life.
Ta õnnistab sinu elu.
He'll give you joy.
Annab sa rõõmu.
He'll give you peace.
Rahu.
He'll give you whatever it is that you need.
Ja kõike, mida sa vajad.
When you put your trust in him.
Kui sa paned oma usalduse tema peale.
He'll protect your life.
Ta kaitseb sinu elu.
That wherever you go and whatever you do, you're going to be all right.
Et ükskõik, kuhu sa lähed, ükskõik, mida sa teed, sinuga saab minema kõik hästi.
Because you trust in him.
Sest sa usaldad teda.
You trust in him.
Sinu usaldus on tema peal.
You know, many of you know this story about me.
Võib-olla paljud teist teavad seda lugu minust.
2 years ago, I had a very serious health condition.
Kui 2 aastat tagasi oli mul väga tõsine terviseprobleem.
I had a simple operation to get my tonsils out.
Mul oli väga lihtne operatsioon, et oma mandli välja võtta.
And the doctor accidentally went very deep into my throat and cut one of the veins deep into my throat.
Ja arst, siis kirurg, kes siis seda protseduuri läbi viis, läks minu kurgus liiga kaugele ning oli kogemata ühte veeni siis lõiganud sisse.
And it was just a little cut, so it wasn't like gushing
see,
blood.
See on midagi nagu suurt, sest ta õnnat oli seal siis sisse lõiganud.
But for the next 3 days, I had internal bleeding.
Aga järgmise 3 päeva oli mu sisemine verejooks.
And I lost over 2 liters of blood, the doctor told me.
Ja arst ütles mulle, et ma kaotsin üle 2 liitri verd.
And any of you know that about the blood in your body, you don't have much more than that in your body.
Ja kui nii palju kui teist teavad, siis sinu ihus väga palju rohkem verd ei olegi.
I know I'm a big man, so I probably carry more blood than some people.
Ja ma tean, ma olen sõike natuke suuremat sorti meesterahval, seks siis minus on võib-olla natuke rohkem verd.
But 2 liters is still a lot even for me.
Aga isegi minu jaoks 2 liitrit on väga palju.
And so anyway, for 3 days, nobody knew it was happening.
Ja 3 päeva, mitte keegi teanud, et see oli sündimas.
Because I had internal bleeding and I just knew I was getting weaker and I felt horrible.
Sest mul oli sisemine verejooks ja ma ei teanud, et see oli toimumas. Ma lihtsalt ainuke asi, mida ma teadsin, see, et ma jään aina nõrgemaks.
And I was just bleeding to death.
Ja ma lihtsalt veritsin surnuks.
And so it came to the place, the worst part of this, when I finally went to the hospital and they're trying to figure out what was wrong with me.
Ja lõpuks siis, kui ma läksin haiglasse ja nad üritsid aru saada, mis mul viga on.
They finally found out what was wrong when I began to, I vomited blood, we'll just say.
Kui ma lõpuks oksendasin kogu seda verd välja, mis minu sees oli.
And then one of the doctors that was there said, there's something wrong, we need to do surgery immediately.
Et midagi, et on nagu väga hullusti lahti ja me peame koheselt minema operatsioonile.
But at that point, I had lost so much blood that my immune system in my body had shut down.
Aga selleks hetkeks oli ma kaotanud nii palju verd, et minu immuunsüsteem oli siis lakanud töötamast.
And I woke up from the operation in an isolation room.
Ja märkasin üles oma operatsioonist ja mind oli isoleeritud täiesti eraldi.
And it was right at the beginning of corona time.
Ja see oli täpselt korona ajal, kus see korona.
And so nobody could come visit me.
Mida keegi ei tohtinud tulla mulle külla.
And so I was there all by myself.
Ja ma olin seal täiesti juhuksi.
In a room that was isolated because, you know, I didn't have an immune system.
toas, mis oli isoleeritud, lihtsalt selle jaoks, sest mul ei olnud immuunsüsteemi, mis oleks mind kaitsnud.
And when the nurses came in, they dressed like aliens.
Siis kui need õed tulid tuppa, siis nad just kui tulnukatena olid riidesse pandud.
They had the whole suit thing, you know, like they show in the movies, that's what it was like.
Täpselt nõnda nagu filmides näidatakse, neil on kogu nende see kostüüm on seljas.
And they would come in and take my blood.
Nad tulid sinna, võtsid mul verd.
You know, that's all I needed was to lose more blood, right?
I know, rohkem nagu... oleks mul veel vaja verd kaotada, eks
ole? But they had to check and see what was going on with my body.
Aga nad pidi võtma seda verd selle jaoks, et kontrollida ja vaadata, mis minu ihus toimub.
And so I was in this room and I'm fighting for every breath that I was taking. And I probably didn't sleep much for 4 days.
Ja ma olin siis selles toas ja iga hingetõmbe eest ma võitasin. Nii et vähe pole ja arvatavasti ma ei olnud ka väga palju maganud see järgmine neljapäeva jooksul.
My body was fighting to restart again.
Minu ihu võitles kogu aeg, et uuesti restarti nii-öelda sellestus teha ja hakata tööle uuesti
But toimuma. I felt so close to death as I was laying in that bed.
Aga kui ma selles voodis lebasin ja olin, siis ma tundsin, et ma olin surmale väga lähedal.
So I was alone in this sterile room.
Nii, et ma olin siis steriilses toas täiesti üksi.
The doctors didn't know what was how to fix me.
Arstid ei teadnud, kuidas mind terveks teha ja mida minuga teha.
The only thing they could do is give me drugs.
Ainuke asi, mida nad oskasid minuga teha, oli
to help me to relax.
Et anda mulle ravimeid, et ma saaksin siis natukene lõõgastuda.
But they said, we don't know how to fix you right now.
Aga nad ütlesid mulle, et me ei tea, mida sinuga teha.
And so I was laying there alone in this sterile room.
Nii et ma siis selles väga puhtas ja steriilses toas siis lebasin ja olin täiesti ihu üksi.
But let me tell you this.
Aga las ma ütlen su seda.
I had so much peace.
Minus oli nii palju rahu.
I had so much peace.
Minus oli nii palju rahu.
Because I knew that Jesus was with me.
Sest ma teadsin, et Jeesus oli minuga.
And whether I lived or died, I was going to be okay.
Kas ma jään elama või ma suren, minuga saab olema kõik korras.
I was fine.
Minuga saab olema kõik korras.
I was struggling.
Ja, minu keha võitles.
But I had peace.
Aga minus oli rahu.
Because I knew Jesus was with me.
Sest ma teadsin, et Jeesus oli minuga.
And that night then, there was the presence of the Lord that showed up in my room. That was amazing.
Ja tol õhtul Jumal ilmutas ennast ja ma tundsin tema ligiolu ja see oli väga auline.
And he assured me that I had more to do here.
Ja ta kinnitas mulle, et mul on veel rohkem, et vaja siin teha.
That I was going to be okay.
Ja et minuga saab kõik korda.
And the next morning,
järgmisel hommikul,
the nurse came in at 7 o'clock like she always did.
Õde tuli siis sisse kell 7 hommikul täpselt nii nagu alati.
In her space suit.
Oma kostüümis, oma kosmonaudi kostüümis.
Took my blood.
Võttis mult verd.
The doctor came in 2 hours later.
Arst tuli 2 tundi hiljem.
And this was his words, not mine.
Ja need olid tema sõna, mitte minu sõnad.
He said, Barry, I don't know what happened last night.
Ja ta ütles, et Barry, ma ei tea, mis juhtus eile.
But there was a miracle.
Aga ime sündis.
Amen. It was a miracle.
Ime sündis.
He said, your body has recovered so much in the last 6 hours.
Viimase 6 tunni jooksul on sinu ihu taastunud nii kiiresti.
He said, we can't explain it.
Ja me ei oska mitte kuidagi seda selgitada.
He said, but we know now, you're going to be okay.
Aga me nüüd teame, et sinuga saab olema kõik korras.
But this is just supernatural.
Aga see on täiesti üleloomulik.
And I said, yeah, it is.
Ja ma ütlesin, jah, ongel.
I said, I know God.
Ma tean Jumalat.
And I know that he came and he helped me last night.
Ja ma tean, et eile õhtul tema tuli ja tema aitas mind.
And I know I'm going to be okay.
Ja ma tean, et minuga saab kõik.
And the doctor said, well, I can see it. It's right here. And he showed me my chart.
Ja ta ütles, et ma näen seda, et näitas paveritelt ja dokumentidelt, et kõik oli täpselt nii.
And so, again, I still had a fight to get better.
Ja ma pidin ikkagi võitlema, et taastuda sellest ja saada.
It took me several weeks to get back to normal.
Võttis mul hea paar nädalat aega, et taastuda.
But today I feel fine.
Aga tänase päeval ma tunnen ennast täiesti
tervena. I'm probably in better health than I have been in my whole life.
Ma arvan, et ma olen parema tervise juures tänase päeval, kui oma terve elu jooksul üldse.
And I thank God for that.
Ja ma tänan Jumalat sellest.
And you think, why did you tell me that story? I thought it was Christmas, it's happy time.
Ja siis sa võibolla mõtled, et miks on mulle just praegu seda lugu räägib. Me mõtlesime, et ta on ikkagi rõõmus aega ja jõuluaeg.
I'm telling you this.
Ma ütlen su seda.
That there was peace. Right in the middle of one of the greatest physical struggles of my life.
Et mul oli rahu tol hetkel, kui mul oli elu kõige raskem, füüsiliselt kõige raskem aeg.
Because I knew he was with me.
Sest ma teadsin, et tema on minuga.
Because I knew that he came for me.
Ma teadsin, et tema tuli minu jaoks.
And I was going to be okay.
Ja minuga sai olema kõik korras.
Doesn't matter what you're going to go through.
Ükskõik, millest sa läbi lähed.
Or what you have been through.
Või millest sa oled läbi läinud.
You need to know that you're going to be okay.
Sa pead teama, et sinuga saab olema kõik korras.
Because he's going to be with you.
Sest tema saab olema sinuga koos.
And whatever it is that you're going to do this next year.
Ja ükskõik, mida sa ka teed selle järgneval aastal.
You can know that you're going to be okay when he's with you.
Siis sa pead teama, et sinuga saab olema kõik korras, kui tema on sinuga koos.
And you need to remember the miracle of Christmas.
Ja sa pead meenutama jõuluimet.
You can come and play. You remember what it is that Jesus did.
Ja ka meenutama seda, mida Jeesus tegi.
How he came.
Ja kuidas ta tuli.
How he died.
Ja kuidas ta suri.
But how he lived while he was here.
Aga kuidas ta ka elas, kui ta oli siin.
He did it because he wanted to do it.
Ta tegi seda sellepärast, sest ta tahtis seda teha.
He was the only one who could come and redeem the people.
Ta oli ainuke inimene, kes sai tulla ja lunastada tema inimesi ja tema rahva.
He's the only one who could take away our sin.
Ja ta oli ainus, kes sai võtta meid meie patu.
And he did it because he loved you.
Ja ta tegi seda sellepärast, et ta armastab sind.
And you know, in heaven there must have been some kind of a conversation.
Ja taevas võib-olla oli toimus vestlus.
Where the father turned to the son.
Kus isa pöördus poja poole.
And said, you know, son, I'm sorry, but your bride must die.
Et poeg, anna andeks, aga sinu pruut peab surema.
You know that sin is death.
Sa tead, et pat võrdub surmaga.
And your bride has sinned and she will die.
Ja sinu pruut on teinud patu ja ta peab surema.
And then Jesus turned to the Father and said, but I don't want her to die.
Ja Jeesus pöördus isa poole ja ütles, et ma ei taha, et ta sureks.
And the Father said, I don't want her to die either.
Ja isa ütles, et ka mina ei taha, et ta sureks.
And then Jesus said, well, I'll go save her.
Ja Jeesus ütles, ma lähen ja päästan ta.
And the father said, well, that, there's only one way that can happen.
Ja isa ütles, et ainult üks viis on, kuidas see saaks sündida.
You must become a man.
Sinust peab saama mees, inimene.
You must go live a perfect life.
Peab minema ja elama täiusliku elu.
And then you must die.
Ja sa pead surema.
And Jesus said,
Jeesus ütles,
Father, I'll go.
Isa, ma lähen.
Aren't you thankful?
Sa pole mitte tänavik.
So thankful.
Ma olen nii tänavik.
And the Father said,
ja isa ütles,
go get your bride.
Mine ja tooma pruut.
Go save your bride.
Mine päästama pruut.
She's waiting for you.
Ta ootab sind.
And I want you to know today,
ma tahan, et sa teaksid täna,
Jesus came for you.
Jeesus tuli sinu jaoks.
He came for you.
Ta tuli sinu jaoks.
He came because he wanted to.
Ta tuli sellepärast, sest ta tahtis.
He came because he loved you too much not to.
Ta tuli selle jaoks, sest ta armastas sind.
And God loved you so much.
Jumal armastas sind nii palju.
That he gave his only son for you.
Et ta andis oma ainsa poja sinu eest.
So that we could know him.
Et meie saaksime õppida teda tundma.
And at this Christmas.
Ja jõuluajal.
During this time where we remember him coming and we celebrate with joy.
Sellel ajal, kui me tähistame jõule rõõmuga.
That we know that he came for us.
Me teame, et ta tuli meie jaoks.
To save us from our sin, to give us new life.
Päästa meid meie patudest ja anda meile uut elu.
And to give us something to live for.
Anda meile midagi, mille nimel elada.
And you can say,
sina võid öelda,
thank you, Jesus, for coming to save me.
Tänu, Jeesus, et sa tulid ja päästid meid.
Amen. We can make it personal.
Me võime selle muuta isiklikuks.
The Bible says that Jesus came to save the world.
Biibel ütleb, et Jeesus tuli maailma päästa.
We can say, Jesus, thank you for coming to save me.
Meie võime öelda, et Jeesus, aitäh sulle, et sa tulid ja päästid mind.
Thank you for coming to save me.
Aitäh sulle, et sina tulid ja päästid.
Would you just declare that today?
Sa tunnistaksid täna seda
koos minuga. Say thank you, Jesus.
Ütle, tänu sulle, Jeesus.
That you came to save me.
Et sa tulid mind päästma.
That you came to save me.
Amen.
He came to save you.
Tuli päästma sind.
That's why he came.
See on põhjus, miks
ta tuli. And whatever you need at this time of year.
Ja ükskõik, mida sa vajad sellel hetkel.
You need salvation.
Sa vajad päästet.
If you need redemption.
Sa vajad lunastust.
If you need more peace.
Sa vajad rohkem rahu.
If you need more joy.
Sa vajad rohkem rõõmu.
If you need more favor.
Sa vajad rohkem suuremat soosingut.
If you need more protection over your life.
Või suuremat kaitset oma elu üle.
Whatever it is that you need.
Ükskõik, mida sa oma elus vajad.
He has it for
you. Tal on see olemas.
You just go to him.
Mine lihtsalt tema juurde.
And he's more than enough for you.
Ja ta on rohkem kui küll sinu jaoks.
And whatever difficulty you're going to be facing, whether it's coming soon or whether it's coming next year.
Ükskõik milline väljakutse või raskus, raskusega sa võid silmisti seista, kas siis lähiajal või tulevikus.
I want you to know that he's here for you now.
Ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et ta on sinu jaoks olemas siin täna praegu.
He will help you through whatever obstacles are coming.
Tema aitab sind läbi ükskõik millisest raskusest sa võid minna.
And then those that read the story of your life,
ja need, kes loevad siis oma elulugu,
if they could tell you what to do right now,
ja kui nad võiksid sulle öelda, et mida sa võiksid teha praegu,
they would tell you what you would tell Mary and Joseph.
Siis nemad ütleksid sulle sama, mida Maria ja Joosepile.
Just keep going.
Mine liigu edasi.
You're gonna make it.
Sinuga saab olema kõik korras.
Just keep trusting in the Lord.
Usalda Isandat.
You're gonna be okay.
Sinuga saab olema kõik korras.
Don't give up now.
Ära veel anna alla.
Look what's ahead.
Vaata, mis ees ootamas.
We can't see it yet.
Me ei näe seda veel.
But we believe good things are coming.
Aga me usume ja usaldame, et head asjad on tulemas.
Amen. We might not see it yet.
Me võib-olla praegu ei näe seda.
But God's got great things waiting for each and every one of us.
Aga Jumalal on meid kõiki ootamas väga, väga head asjad.
And so whatever you need, let's go to God to receive it.
Et ükskõik, mida sa vajad oma elus, lähme Jumala ette ja võtame selle vastu.
Would you just stand with me today?
Kas sa täna seisaksid koos minuga?
And I want to pray over you before we go.
Ja enne kui me lähme, ma tahaksin teie eest palvetada.
But I want to remind you that we have prayer after every Sunday service.
Aga ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et me palvetame iga pühapäevase teenistuse lõpus.
In the back interpreter's room, Miss Margaret would be happy to pray with you every Sunday.
Et iga pühapäev peale teenistust on Margaret seal taga ruumis valmis sinuga palves ühinema ja sinust palvetama.
Miss Margaret's kind of like our church's Anna.
Miss Margaret on umbes nagu meie koguses Anna.
You know, she's not quite that old. That's not what I'm saying.
Ma ei mõtle seda, et ta on sama vana.
But she lives to pray.
Aga ta elab selleks, et palvetada.
And she's a great woman of God.
Ja ta on väga, väga vägev ja auline jumalakartlik naine.
And she would love to pray for you every Sunday.
Ja iga pühapäev talle väga meeldiks sinu eest palvetada.
And now, you know, I can't pray for everybody every Sunday. I think you understand that. My job is to talk to everybody.
Ma arvan, et te mõistate seda, et iga pühapäev peale teenistust mul ei ole kahjuks aega iga ühe eest palvetada, sest minu töö seisneb ka sellest, et ma teiga suhtleksin.
But I'm available to you all week long.
Aga terve nädala jooksul olen ka mina teile olemas.
If you need me, call me and we'll arrange the time and we'll get together and I'll pray with you.
Kui sa tahad minuga kokku saada, helista mulle ja paneme ajakirja ja saame kokku.
So what I'm trying to tell you is this, is we're here for you.
Mida ma tahan selle läbi öelda on see, et me oleme sinu jaoks olemas.
As a church, we love you. We're going to believe God with you.
Kogudusena me armastame sind ja me tahame olla sulle olemas ja me tahame koos usaldada Jumalat.
And we believe that God's got great things for you.
Ja me usume, et Jumalal on väga vägevaid asju sinu jaoks.
And if you need Miss Margaret or myself to pray with you, we're happy to do that.
Ja kui sa vajad, kas Miss Margaret või mina palvetaksime teie eest, siis me rõõmuga teeksime seda.
But we could pray for one another.
Aga me võime ka üksteise eest palvetada.
Amen. And we could just, if you need, just throw an email or an SMS to the church, we will pray for you.
Kui sa vajab eespalvet, siis lihtsalt saada meil või SMS kogudusele ja me teeme seda.
Whatever you need, let's go to God and get it.
Ükskõik, mida sa vajad, lähme koos Jumala ette ja võtame selle vastu.
If you need something, if you're watching online, send an email. We will pray for you.
Kui sa vajad midagi oma elus, siis saada meile meil ja me palvetame sinu eest.
And I believe that Jesus came for you.
Ma usun, et Jeesus tuli sinu jaoks.
Do you believe he came for you?
Sa usud, et Jeesus tuli sinu jaoks.
I believe he came for the world.
Ma usun, et ta tuli terve maailma jaoks.
And now we are to make him Lord.
Ja nüüd meie teeme temast oma isanda.
God is waiting for you.
Jumal ootab sind.
You need to make him Lord of your life.
Ja tahab, et sa teeksid temast oma elu isanda.
So he came that we could have peace and joy, as the angel said.
Ja nagu ingel ütles, ta tuli selle jaoks, et meil oleks rahu ja armastust.
He came to be the redeemer of the world, as Anna said.
Nagu Anna ütles, et ta tuli siia maailma, et ta tuli siia, et lunastada maailm.
And he came to die.
Ja ta tuli siia, et surra.
And I want you to remember.
Ja ma tahan, et sa meenutaksid.
He did it all because he loved you so much.
Tegi seda sellepärast, et ta armastab sind nii väga.
He loved you too much not to do it.
Ta armastab sind liiga palju, et seda mitte teha.
He gladly came, the Bible said.
Biibel ütleb, et ta tuli rõõmuga.
And so let's celebrate Jesus.
Nii, et tähistame Jeesust.
As we celebrate Christmas this week.
Täpselt samamoodi, nagu me ka tähistame jõule sellel nädalal.
Let's remember that we are doing this all for him.
Meenutame seda, et me teeme seda kõike tema jaoks.
Because he did it all for us.
Ta tegi seda kõike meie jaoks.
Let's pray.
Palvetame.
Father, I thank you so much for this message today. I thank you, Lord, that we can have peace and we can have joy in our lives. And Lord, that this understanding and this knowledge that Jesus came for me, that all we have to do is to believe.
Kõik, mida me peame tegema, on see, et lihtsalt uskuma.
Lord, I pray that you would fill our hearts today.
Siis isa, ma palun, et sa täidaksid meie südamed täna.
That you would give us an understanding.
Et sa annaksid meile mõistmise.
That we're in your hands.
Et me oleme sinu kätes.
And that as we live our life, you are with us.
Ja kui me elame oma elu, siis sina oled koos meiega.
Father, if there's anybody here who hasn't given their heart and their life to you.
Ja isa, kui siin on keegi, kes ei ole oma südant ja oma elu annud sulle.
I pray that as they sense your presence right now. That they would open up their heart and they would ask you to come in and be their Lord and Savior. And that this Christmas would be different than anyone before. As we celebrate you in a special way. So I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for all that you already have done. We give you praise. And we celebrate you big this week. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.